as a Crafton Field of Forwards in this camp, what are the biggest things that you feel you have to do excellently to give yourself an honest shot at making the roster this year?
I think I just got to play my game. I mean, that's what got me here in the first place, and I think that's what will continue to get me to the next level. So I did a pretty good job of that tonight, and I just got to keep going.
What were the biggest things that you get? You know, Ottawa came in here, they kind of took Winnipeg for a ride last night, and you guys kind of slowed them down a little bit. What were the biggest things you took from tonight's game?
I thought we all played them for the most part. I mean, we started off a little slow, and the last 10 minutes weren't the best either. But for the most part, I thought we did well at what we wanted to do, and it ended up, I mean, you can't, sometimes it just doesn't go your way, and I think that's kind of what happened tonight. So just short-term memory, especially in this little tournament that we got. So just got to get hydrated and stuff and then turn around for tomorrow's game.
How'd you feel with the two wingers?
I liked them a lot. I thought we played well. I mean, it took a little bit to get some chemistry going, but once we did it, felt just smooth. I mean, like, know where they're going to be and stuff. We had a lot of chances. Like, I got to score that one on the power play, and we just had a lot of scrambles in front that could have gone in. So I was happy with the way we played tonight. Can't say anything else.
Brian, is there any concern about your wrist or your hand? I'm singing for it or something.
Yeah, no, I think it's just going to be a little tight, but nothing too big.
Is it the reason why we're not in the middle for the round? Precaution?
Yeah.
It looked like, you know, you were finding guys that just weren't, you guys just couldn't pick them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's sometimes how a game goes, and especially in the early season. I mean, timing's a little off and everything. So, yeah, I thought guys were finding me, I was finding them, and it just sometimes just doesn't go in. So I think that's part of
the story. An empty net on the power play in the first period.
Oh, God. I don't think we've ever played so good on a power play and not scored. Every time we had a chance, even a 6-on-5 at the end of the game, we just couldn't put it in. What's up?
Your first experience with Suzuki?
Yeah, love playing with him. I think we kind of have similar styles in the fact that we're both smart players, and I mean, we're playmakers, and we can both put it in the back of the net, so it's fun to play with him. I hope we can continue to do that throughout camp and even maybe in main camp.
It seems like Rafael was able to manage some, to recover pucks for you too.
Yeah, he's a solid player. I mean, I didn't know much about him, just played a little bit at the F camp and then a little bit here, so I thought he did well tonight too. I mean, he's a guy that's going to win puck battles down low and then get pucks to the net too, so I thought he did a good job with net front presence as well, and I think he kind of fit in well with our line.
You had a stand that you really stood out at development camp this year. What are the biggest things that you've really focused on this summer in improving over last season?
I would say it's more off ice, just getting bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, you're playing in a league now with guys that are fully developed, and that's kind of where I want to be in a couple years. So for me to just do that, and then I obviously did a lot of stick handling off the ice too, that kind of helped me just puck handling, catching pucks and stuff. So I'd say those two things are the things I worked on the most.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, sure.